Information. Brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
To Lusaka, to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Samba Town Council benefits from three wards with three boreholes. Lumwana West Kambimba Boulder Road Project to benefit community. And international headlines. Trump wants the U.S. to cash in on mineral-rich DR Congo's peace deal. And in sports, Kasanshi Golf hosts Junior Golf Tournament competition. And now the news in detail. The Zambia NGO Awash Forum coordinator Buwala Muyovwe Mumba has saluted Kasanangwe Member of Parliament Philemon Swana for actualizing a wire dam project following a climate adaptation training of lawmakers in December 2024. Speaking when she toured the dam in Kasanangwe, Ms. Mumba says the Kasanangwe project was chosen as a model because it demonstrated how local resources and personal initiatives could be enhanced for climate adaptation and mitigation. She explained that the use of local and personal resources by the Member of Parliament in collaboration with the community made the initiative especially compelling. Mumba notes that the project showcases Zambia's ability to translate national climate strategies into practical on-the-ground interventions.
And why this particular showcasing this particular adaptive measure is important, especially for the NAP coming up, demonstrates how Zambia can translate national climate strategies into practical intervention. And I think, like many countries, Zambia has faced increasing water stress due to climate change, including prolonged droughts and the unpredictable rainfall patterns. So these kinds of dam projects, I think, are crucial for water security and providing reliable access for agriculture, domestic use, and other livelihoods, directly addressing climate impact.
Meanwhile, Kasanangwe Member of Parliament Philemon Twasa says the site was located in Kasanangwe's Makungwa ward, surrounded by four villages, Fisheni, Twawete, Kashangi and Gone. He explained that the water point served all four villages and used to be a dry spring shortly after the rainy season, with water flowing downstream during heavy rains.
The motivation actually came from the workshop that I attended in December, a climate adaptation training that we underwent at the Intercontinental Hotel in Lusaka in December 2024. After attending that adaptation training, I realized that these things actually are attainable, they are feasible, they are achievable. So I came here, I engaged the traditional leaders, the village headmen, and some of the community members to say there's an initiative that we learned at a workshop and we want to implement the same initiative. So we started surveying, starting from upstream, maybe about 2 kilometers, coming down until we got to this place where we found that actually was more suitable for us to harvest water. That's how we came up with what we are taught to be called a weir dam.
Chisamba Town Council, in collaboration with Shining Future Zambia, has officially commissioned three boreholes in Miswa, Mwantaya and Chamuka wards. Speaking to One Love Radio News, the Council's Public Relations Officer, Clara Mlenga, says the project is a major step towards improving rural livelihoods as the communities had faced challenges accessing clean water for a long time. Ms. Mlenga says the development is a significant milestone benefiting hundreds of residents who once cried for clean water. She says the initiative reflects strong collaboration between the Council, Shining Future Zambia, and the community in improving lives.
And then to ensure the long-term sustainability of the three boreholes in Miswa, Chamuka, and Mwanta, Chisamba Town Council has put in place measures. We are working with the local communities responsible for daily oversight and basic maintenance. In addition, the council provides technical support and training to these committees. And then other community developments in our districts.
Acquire to Share Foundation has launched a feeding program for vulnerable children that uses the platform to educate members of the community on gender-based violence. Over 300 vulnerable children, together with their mothers, have been successfully registered as beneficiaries of the initiative. Speaking during the launch in Tongwe's Chikonkoto village, Acquire to Share Foundation Executive Director Victoria Kayeye Yambani says the initiative is aimed at assisting vulnerable children in the community. Ms. Yambani says the foundation decided to launch the program in Chongwe, being a district where the organization has procured a piece of land for the construction of a community school. Meanwhile, Foundation's board member Tokozile Malawo states that the recent increase in GBV cases requires a concerted effort to be stopped. Among the measures she suggests were that harsher punishments should be given to deter would-be perpetrators. The Norwegian Minister of International Development has called for stronger bilateral relations among nations across Africa and the continent at large amidst the uncertainties in terms of respect for international laws, with clear attacks on multilateralism and potential wars on trade. Speaking during a high-level meeting with President Hage Geingob at State House, Mr. Asmard Grover Ankrast says there is need for Zambia and Norway to strengthen the works the two countries have together for decades.
With a lack of respect of international law, with very clear attacks on multilateralism, a potential war on trade. There is so much uncertainty. But what I'm very certain of is that to face this, we need to have strong partners and friends cross-regional, and we need to strengthen the work that we have together. And we think Zambia is already an excellent partner for us and has been so for decades, and we want to strengthen it even more. We met with your foreign minister, Aimba. We had an excellent meeting in Seville, which really was, I would say, a very positive meeting in Seville, and it showed that the world, there is possible to stand up.
Meanwhile, President Hage Geingob has reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to maintaining the bilateral relations enjoyed by the two countries and has expressed the need for collaboration in key sectors such as energy and mining, among others. Sandstone Consortium, working on the 88-kilometer Lumwana West Kambimba Border Road Project Manager Charles Kakoma, says the company is committed to contributing positively to the community through employment creation for local people. Mr. Kakoma says since the project started in November 2024, more than 200 local people have been employed and currently has 74 both skilled and unskilled local employees working on the site. Mr. Kakoma has disclosed that owners of the 86 field land that was sitting along